Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, Brother Zama?
Very well, listeners. Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
We are doing very fine.
Pastor, thank you so much. Now, we're talking about Christian hospitality and wrapping up this talk. And we're looking at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. It says, "Do not forget how to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." Now, let's bring this lesson to a close today by focusing on practical ways that you out there as a listener and myself can practice hospitality, well, including the pastor, and how we can even use this opportunity to actually touch the heart of God. Now, Abraham had a very concrete opportunity to show hospitality to heavenly beings, Pastor, and as did Lot as well. In what ways might we, in 2024, offer hospitality to God in our lives today?
Thank you very much, Brother Sam, and our listeners. We can show hospitality in a concrete way when we look at the checklist that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 25. When you start from verse 34 up to somewhere up to the last verse 46, Matthew chapter 25. If you just allow me to read one or two
verses. Fine.
Verse 34 of Matthew 25, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirst, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.'" And then what's interesting, what he says after, then he says, "Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirst or drink?'" When did we, it goes that they are surprised. What we find here, what I see from this verse is that the judgment has got a lot to do with the hospitality. Because when we look at the list of the people whom Jesus is listing here, that he was in those people. You are talking about people who are vulnerable, the hungry, the thirst, a stranger or a visitor, in particular, like in our case of hospitality, naked, the sick. And it says, in these people, Jesus is there.
Yeah.
And you agree with me that wherever you are, it is not difficult to find people who don't have enough to eat, people who don't have enough clothing. They are there just in your neighborhood or just where you stay. And these people, when you give them someone that said, you help, you call it help, if the person you have helped cannot pay you anything back. But if I give you something, and tomorrow you can also give me something, you give me, I visit you, I invite you home for dinner or for lunch, tomorrow you invite me, that cannot be counted as help. But when you give someone what he cannot give you back, like when you talk about a stranger, someone who is a visitor, someone who is traveling to somewhere, like the case of Abraham, cause these people, please, pleading them, "Can you come and eat my food? Can you come and take water?" So we can do also this, feeding the hungry, the thirst, you talk about the stranger, people who don't have enough clothing, and also the sick. If there's someone, there's something that a sick person wants, is someone to be by the side of that person. And that can be hospitality in a special way. We are talking about attaching with the evangelism. You visit this person, this person is in hospital. When this person comes out of hospital, the first person I'll talk about is Brother Zama. Where is that brother who came to see me when I was in hospital? Because it's possible other people may have ruled you out. But I'll say this, this person, Brother Zama, who came to see me, where is this person? And if that person was not even a Christian, someone said, if this is what Christian teaches, then it is better I follow this route, the way this person has done, You have not even read a verse to me, because at times we think witnessing is all about reading the Bible, talking about beliefs and doctrines. No. Like we said the other day,
yeah,
we are the letters. We are the Bible for non-Christians.
That's powerful, man. Powerful.
We are Bibles for non-Christians. They see you, brothers. This one is a Christian. Not only a Christian in this particular, this is a Seventh-day Adventist.
Mm.
There is something that people know about you. Those who may have a wrong notion about it, but when they see your good works, they say, but I had a wrong impression about Adventists. I had a wrong impression about Christians. This is what you can do. Yes, you can visit someone who is sick here. You can go to see someone in prison who is not your relative, and you even offer that person a help. Maybe you give that person a Bible. In some places where they can allow food in a prison, you give that person the food. That person or live to remember you or someone who has done that act, and they may be persuaded to follow what you believe in because of what you have done.
Yeah, very powerful. Now, can one be hospitable as Abraham and Lot were, even as an average, you know, regular person? I mean, these guys were very wealthy. I mean, we've got to put that into consideration. They were not just your regular fellow. They were very wealthy chaps. So can we be hospitable as them, even though one could be maybe a regular person?
Exactly. I'll cite an example of what I saw in my life. That is year back. That was 1995. I'll never forget that Sabbath. It was a Sabbath. I was at Levala CH, one of the big churches in Lusaka. I was there. Then there was this man who came from Uganda. He was announced, this is a visitor from Uganda. Immediately after the service, I went to this person. I greeted him. And that time we had a lot of people who from Uganda who were at that particular church where I was worshiping. So quickly, I told this man, we have got a lot of people from Uganda. They may want to see you and to hear something from home because they left a long time. So gathered, I think about more than 10, they chatted with him. But there was one man who was strange to me. He pleaded with me and that man, say, please, can we go home? Can we go to my home? It's not very far from here. It was about half a kilometer from church.
Mm.
So we went to this man's home and that was for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to this home. He inquired about the relatives. Talk about the lunch that he gave us.
Lemon juice.
There was hot water, and he cut about two lemons that he cut. He squeezed the lemon. There was not even sugar or honey. He squeezed the lemon in this hot water, and he saved us. That was all he had. But he pleaded with us to go home, to go and have those 2 cups of lemon juice. I'll never forget that. So what are we talking about? We are talking about having a space in your heart for someone. Food and everything can follow later. But just that space in your heart for visitors. So you do not need a mansion where you've got a guest room, where you've got food from corner to corner. Just welcoming someone to where you stay, it makes a difference. This man was a millionaire. He's a millionaire. He's still there in Uganda. I met him when I went there. But it was a very good moment. This man welcomed us. So in case there's someone out there who thinks that, no, maybe when Pastor Munga is in South Africa, when you invite me home, you are expecting, no, you have to buy this from ShopRite, you buy these drinks and the likes. No, it is a room in your heart that I may require. And that may be enough.
Beautiful stuff. Now, what are the ways that because I'm not sure if Christian hospitality or just hospitality is the same. Can we differentiate that? And is there a way to show Christian hospitality?
No, it should be the same. And actually, not only the same, but no other way of living apart from being hospitable. It should not be an option. But this is the way of life. It's just like when you talk about leadership, you say, no, there are 2 types of leadership. No, there's only one way, the servant leadership. The others are bad ways. So there's only one way, that is to be hospitable. That's what we are supposed to be. That should be a lifestyle. It should be an attitude. It should be a way you live. Because hospitality, you are talking about breaking barriers, building bridges, building relationships where they are not supposed to be. Because you are talking about someone you have never met, but you bring this person closer to you, and you give this person what they don't expect, and you are not even expecting anything in return. That when I have given you this, in turn you give me back this. No. And the person you are helping also knows you are doing this intentionally, and this is the only way you know that you should do. And you don't even see it as a loss. Mm. You see it as a joy. Someone has come in your home. Someone has even tasted your food. You even thank them. I thank you that you have eaten food in my home.
Mm.
Like those people, those ladies who are pleading with the poor. If we have found favor in your sight,
mm-hmm.
come to our home and have a meal. That should be the only way of living
yeah.
for a human being.
Now, Pastor, as we part ways this afternoon, please do share the final points or your thoughts or conclusion on this matter of hospitality.
I would say we need the high road of Christianity, not the low road of Christianity. The high road of Christianity is about breaking barriers. I'm not supposed to welcome a visitor in my home because my home is for me and my children and my wife and my family. But hospitality entails you break those barriers. That this home, it should be accessed by anyone and everyone. And the children must also know, even when you are not there, it should be natural for them that people are supposed to come here, and the same way we also go to other people. Then hospitality is about building bridges. There's a gap that you see somewhere and you build a bridge there. That is the only way that Christians should live. And also talking about building relationships. Relationships are supposed to be built with. There should be some ties. This is a fellow Adventist. This is a fellow this. This is a fellow that. No. It should cut across the board. As long as this is a human being, what you do to this person, there's no selective hospitality. That I can only welcome this kind of status. People at this level, these are the only people who can come to my home. The other level, they can't. No.
Mm.
We just need one way of living our life. That is to be hospitable to all.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for this week. It has been fantastic, man. That subject was quite refreshing. And of course, you've explained it in an excellent, excellent way. Thank you so much, so much for your time. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And the Lord may shine his face upon you and also give you a great, great peace.
Thank you. I receive those blessings, and may God do the same to you and our listeners.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.